Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
This is my friend Tom from Thirsty's Bar and Grill in Oliphant, and he wanted to call and talk about the governor's alleged loosening of the restrictions on the restaurants. What's up, Thomas?
So I wanted to call yesterday, Frank, but, you know, it was a sudden shock to me, so my parents always told me to sleep on it, so I slept on it, and it got worse, my opinion. So basically, you know, he comes out with this 50% increase in capacity if we signed a self-certification type of deal. In our industry, in the small business industry, bar and restaurant, we don't, 50% isn't really going to do much for us without bar seating and standing and everything else. So that's not the issue. The issue is that he snuck in there at the end that there will be no alcohol sales past 10 p.m. And that's going to hurt us dramatically. I don't see us surviving with this. I mean, here at Thirsty's, Frank, as you know, we were gracious to have you here one time, and you knew we were doing everything, you know, according to CDC guidelines from day one. And we've been doing it like that since this whole thing started. Now, during the week, we stop alcohol sales at 10 o'clock, and, you know, you can finish your dinner till 11. And on the weekends, we were doing 11 o'clock sales and then close at midnight. And the reason for that is without bar stools, I get it. There's really no reason, you know, to keep your kitchen open till 2 o'clock. I mean, here, I'm not speaking for everybody, but here that would be the case because normally people don't go out to dinner at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I get what he's trying to do, but the 10 o'clock time is way too soon, Frank, way too soon, because this whole thing, what he's trying to do, fits into the big restaurant franchise corporate America places that already close at 10 o'clock. And we're not that. It seems like it's a war against small bar owners and restaurants in Pennsylvania. And now, it's just not right.
Tom, let me ask you this. You remember when all this happened and we started hearing stories about just the bars that were serving, you know, like a plate of potato chips with the beers in order to get around
Right.
So why won't some restaurants at 9:50 say last call and people will order, you know, 2 6-packs of beer.
and that's going to be the problem, Frank. And that's and you know, we both have a history in legislation, okay, in this state. And we both know that constituent services is a must. You know, you're supposed to listen to your constituents. But the governor is yet to reach out to anybody in our industry. And I'm not talking about the Restaurant and Lodging Association that he, you know, took his opinion, their opinion on, because they don't represent us. The Beverage and Tavern Association represents us, but the Lodging and Restaurant Association, they represent those big franchise places. And I, you know, nothing against them, but they close at 10 o'clock all the time. It's a different kind of business. And what he's trying to stop, I get it. He's trying to stop, you know, because you're right, there is a lot of loopholes. And here you're going to put something else out there again, and it's just going to create another loophole, and you're not going to get to the root of the problem. It basically reminds me of when I was in high school and the one kid that couldn't calm down in class, but the whole entire class gets punished for it, okay? So there's not enough LCE agents to go around and make sure that everybody's compliant in this state. So my suggestion, if I was governor, would be, We have, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, did we not receive the state a ton of federal money to use for COVID?
Yeah.
Right?
Over a billion dollars, yeah.
Right. So why don't we use some of that and distribute it to the counties and let them create a COVID task force to go to business to make sure they're doing it correctly? Because the self-certification thing bothers me as well, because, Frank, they're making it like we have to sign as an owner. You're signing that you're going to do X, Y, and Z correctly, but then we're going to come in, and if you're not doing X, Y, and Z correctly, you signed it, and now we're going to penalize you for it. And to me, like I said, here, we've been doing it right for 3 months. I've been begging them to come in and say, here, I'll show you how it's done. We've been doing it right safely. So, but come and certify me. And then if I'm not doing right, penalize. This is just creating another problem, Frank, with all these loopholes, and it's not going to correct the problem. We all know what he's trying to curtail is basically the big congregation of people that are, and it's happening. Everybody knows it in this industry. It's happening. You know, that places that are still open till 2 o'clock in the morning. You got the college students back to school, et cetera, et cetera. But to do a 10 o'clock thing and then say go to 50%, you're increasing our capacity, which means more people, hopefully more people will come, because we haven't really seen an indoor presence in our place here. Everything's patio. But you're increasing the capacity, which hopefully brings more people in less time, and then in a less time frame. We don't open at 11 o'clock in the morning like these big franchise places do. You know, we normally, places like myself, we open at 4 o'clock and we would close at 2 a.m. Like I said, I restructured it. I complied to what they wanted and I turned Thirsty's Bar and Grill into a restaurant. But we can't make it until, and here's, I'm sorry, I don't want to continue on, Frank, but here's another confusing fact on this. If you wanted to set a time limit on alcohol sales, you should have did it at 11 p.m. because that's what we did the takeout law to, which was no sales of takeout alcohol after 11 p.m. So why would you convolute the situation now and say that it's only a 10 p.m.? And then offer a bonus, because it's not everybody's 50%. You have to self-certify yourself.
Yeah, you know, the flashback today is from bar and restaurant owners that are saying, wait a minute, where did you get this magic September 21st? I mean, you know, if you're going to do it, why isn't it right away? Why take so long? Number two, what the heck is special about 10 o'clock? Everybody is screaming about that 10 o'clock. And the third thing is, just as you just said, they don't like this self-certification because it feels like they're, like, you know, tightening their own noose there by doing this. You're basically promising something so that they can use it against you.
Right, and basically saying here, you could have 50% if you self-certify, and then we're going to put you on a website to show people that, you know, you're self-certified and they can feel confident of you going there. But on the other hand, and we're going to give you a door decal too to stick on your door, but then come around and then say, hey, we're going to come in and check on you, and since you're on our website, if you don't do it right, if you do X and you did it wrong, then we're going to embarrass you on the website. Which I'm not afraid to self-certify. Like I said, like, they could use this place as the prototype. The staff here does an incredible job. We're still using paper plates and plastic forks and spoons and everything else, you know, to protect our customers and our staff from, because I'm not downplaying the virus at all. I'm just wondering where this 10 o'clock thing comes and why do you have to make it so convoluted? You could have kept it 11 o'clock because we worked hard on this takeout curbside cocktail stuff to go drinks, and he made the rule 11 o'clock. That's what we put in there. So why would you throw in a 10 o'clock? Because now people are asking, well, do we still get to sell takeout till 11? Like you said, it's just creating another loophole. It's the same thing with the food. Because here's one thing while I still have on the line, because I never really called in on this either. The other rule about not purchasing any drinks after your meal, okay, made no sense to me at all. Because, Frank, when you come in here, and in the old days, you would come in, first thing, we would wait on your table, you would order your drinks, you know, that would take about 10, 15 minutes. We'd come back, you take your food order, and then
refill the drinks.
Right. Refill your drinks. By the time you're done, your meal, you're probably here about an hour and a half, 2 hours, especially if there's entertainment. You're going to sit in a safe environment at your table, no standing, social distance away for 2 hours. So now you're telling people they can't have an after-dinner drink. So now we have to take your food order immediately with your drink order to make sure that you're going to purchase food. And we can have you in and out of here in a half hour. So what does that mean? The table of six that would have been here for 2 hours, all of a sudden I could turn that table over to 24 people in that same two-hour period that six people would have sat there for 2 hours. So how is that even COVID-related? That's more exposure for everybody in this place, more people in and out.
Well, it's a perfect example of what I said yesterday. They make these rules without talking to the real people who are affected. Tom, I got to go, but I want you to think about what we can do, who we can reach out, how we can fight this, because we'll do everything we can to help you.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.